when we pause upon the natural duty, the first thing that comes is the action should be in accordance with nature. That which is in accordance with nature is natural. And there again, that which suits nature becomes our duty to do, and that which does not suit the nature falls into the category of the don'ts. So, before we can consider the natural do's and don'ts in life, we must have a platform of natural existence. Our mind should be in tune with the laws of nature. Our life, the boat of our life, should float on the ocean of natural life. The individual life should be in tune with cosmic life, and then alone the action of an individual life which is useful to the cosmic purpose will fall into the category of natural do of life, and that which will mutilate the purpose of cosmic evolution and cosmic fulfillment will fall into the category of don't. We have been hearing and pausing over the effects of our transcendental meditation, and we find that readily the mind gains the state of transcendental consciousness, which is the plane of cosmic law, which in turn is the basis of all the laws of nature. Therefore, it is through the practice of this meditation that our life begins to set its pattern in the natural pattern of cosmic life. Because when the mind becomes in tune with cosmic law, all the laws of nature become favorable to the desires and to the modes of our mind. Therefore, to set our life in tune with nature, in order that naturally all our thoughts and actions and intentions and aspirations are in accordance with cosmic purpose and help to fulfill the cosmic evolution, it is necessary for us to be regular in meditation and thereby put our wave of individual life in tune with the ocean of cosmic life. And then we consider the do's and don'ts in life. I see only one do in life, and that is vibrate happiness. Live in happiness, increase the happiness within yourselves and within your surroundings is only the one natural do in life that I see. Because the sole purpose of creation is extension of happiness, increase of happiness. So expansion of happiness being the purpose of creation, the most natural do of an individual life is that life should be full in bliss. It should be bubbling in bliss. It should be just vibrating in bliss consciousness. And then whatever it does, to whatever direction it turns, and whatever leaf of the time it turns, it will be soaked in happiness. To gain such a state in life, again, what is it? Regular practice. You see, we have in our practice such a universal fulfillment of everything. When we consider the do's and don'ts, then we come to the conclusion that through the regular practice of our transcendental meditation, we mold the shape of our life to suit the shape of cosmic life, and we begin to vibrate in peace and happiness. Bliss begins to radiate from us, love begins to radiate from us, and this is all the natural, one natural do for every man and woman in life. When I say woman, I mean the mother of humanity. See, the do's and don'ts in the relative field belong to different states of consciousness. The do's and don'ts of a child belong to either playing with the toy or destroying the toy. He shouldn't destroy the toy, and he should play and enjoy the toy. The do's and don'ts of a student life when the child has become little grown are to study is his do, and not study and be mischievous is his don't. He shouldn't. Life in home, mother has only to give. Now this is the one natural do for the mother. He has only to give love. All the children, everyone in the family, and all the friends in society, and all, he has to give and give and give and give. This is the natural do for a mother at home. She gains by giving. As a matter of fact, gaining by giving is the fundamental law of prosperity. Even a businessman in the market, he has to throw off all his money out of home and into the market, and then he gains more and more and more. So the one natural law of gain and advancement and accumulation and improvement and development is try to give, and what we can give. We can give what we have, and what we have what essentially we are, and what we are, absolute bliss consciousness. So what we can give is happiness, is love, kindness, compassion. That is our own status. We can't give to others what we have not, or what we are not. If we are happy, we give to the people happiness. And by nature we are happy. The innermost core of our life is all bliss consciousness, purity, all love. And that we must naturally keep on vibrating to our surroundings. The mother has to give love to the children, father has to give love to the children have to give love to their father and mother. This giving on the level of life, the level of love is the level of life, the level of happiness, the level of bliss is the level of life. So what is there, the exchange and giving on the level of life? The very content of life. Because the waves on the ocean could be only of that water which is contained in the ocean. If the water is muddy, the waves will be muddy. If the water is clean, the waves will be clean. What the life is? The ocean of bliss, the ocean of love, the ocean of kindness, the ocean of compassion, the ocean of all righteousness. The waves of that ocean of righteousness and love and bliss can only be bliss and love and happiness. So the one natural do in life is vibrate, give out what you are. And then to give out what you are, you don't have to give out, you have only to be. What a bulb can give out? It can give out either darkness, if it is not lighted inside, or light, if it is lighted inside. To pour out light outside, the bulb has only to keep itself lighted. If the bliss is awake in our consciousness, if love is filled in our field of life, then we vibrate in love and we vibrate in bliss. We can't begin to vibrate in bliss if we are miserable and unhappy within ourselves. So what is necessary, what is our most natural duty towards others, is to give what we are. And what we are? Bliss consciousness. So what we have to do in order to give is maintain our status quo. Our status quo, the man's status quo in life is that of an ocean. There are lanes through the countryside. And there are big autobahns, or the highways, or motorways, as we call in England. Big motorways. Once we are on the motorway, we have to go. And the natural duty on the motorway is just go, and go with a speed. And what we don't have to do is, don't be slow. That's all that we have not to do. When we have gained the perfect nervous system, then we have to live eternally, constantly, day and night. We have to live that bliss consciousness. What we have not to do is not to lose that status of ours. We can't be slow in human life because our system is so complete and so perfect. Just as we can't afford to be slow on the autobahn. If we are slow, then we get a warrant from the police. There is that car chasing us. You can't be slow, and you must have to be fast, and you must have to maintain the track on which the track is lined. So the track of human life is lined. The ability is there. The ability is there to live absolute bliss consciousness. And fortunately for us, the track to that status is given to us through transcendental meditation. What we have to do? Meditate morning and evening and morning and evening, and then naturally we improve in our consciousness. Our consciousness becomes purer and purer. As our consciousness becomes purer and purer, we begin to be able to enjoy more and more. We are able to give more and more. As in the case of a child, as his consciousness grows, he is able to understand more, he is able to play more, he is able to enjoy more. As the consciousness grows, one enjoys more in life, one is more productive in life. So in order to be more productive, by more productive I mean in order to be more in accordance with the cosmic purpose, in order to have our life more attuned with the natural laws of creation around us, which are functioning, which are active to make everyone's life evolve all the time. So in order to do that, we get to the state of cosmic law by getting to the transcendental being during our meditation, and naturally we begin to enjoy that state. In order to find what we have naturally to do, we don't have to look anywhere, we don't have to think. We have to keep on improving the level of our consciousness, which is done by regular meditation. If we keep on improving our consciousness, naturally we gain more and more ability of enjoying the world more and producing more and working more and greater accomplishments and fulfillment of life. So what we have to do in order to be able to be successful on our natural duty, and in order to naturally not fall a prey to our to what we have not to do in life, we have only to be cautious, to be regular in meditation. This regularity in meditation and right action, sense of right action, will naturally give us greater and greater ability of coping with our responsibility. Sure enough, our natural duty today may be towards our parents. And naturally, towards the parents or towards the elders, respect towards the elders is an all-time affair. But as one changes from, say, profession to profession, or from age to age, or from circumstances to circumstances, from surrounding to surrounding, as we keep on changing, the surface level of our pattern of life might look to be changing. But the essential characteristic of life on which all these changes are based is the level of our consciousness. So in order to be successful at every level, we have to keep on improving the level of our consciousness. And if we are able to hold on to this principle of improving our consciousness through regular meditations and right actions in the world, then certainly we will be doing, in a most natural way, we will be doing what we ought to do, and we will not be doing what we ought not to do. This is the basic principle of natural do's and don'ts in life. I don't want to go into the details of everyday life. My purpose is to water the root, the one formula, water the root and enjoy the good green leaves and good fresh branches and good flowers and good fruit. But the formula is water the root. So instead of singing the glory of all the branches and leaves and all that, we say just water the root. Instead of trying to analyze what you have to do here and what you have not to do here and what we have to do here and what not to do here, instead of going through all that, we say meditate regularly morning and evening, raise the level of your consciousness, increase purity in life, and begin to vibrate love and bliss and God and God consciousness through all your thoughts, speech and action in all your surroundings. Make yourself and your home and your society happy and a world, a better world. Jai Gurudev.